We're middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Tes Zayin, regarding the Lachos of Tzedah, page 260, middle of Siviyat Beis. Ramo is saying that some say it's forbidden to trap a chayav oif shebeshusay in tzadon potter, but if you trap them, you can be potter. Now, continues Ramo, I will par besus, but a cow and a horse, v'choshkin shah chayav oif shemarad v'shoh, other wild animals and birds that rebelled. In tzadon, then, if you trap them, chayav chattas in your life, v'chattas v'chanikat, that's the primary, that's the magad perik yud. Chatul, a cat, din de gushar chaya, has aloha like other wild animals, v'asla tafs v'shabbos, you're not allowed to trap it on Shabbos, to snatch it on Shabbos, it's like, where's halchas? Explains the Mishnah Berurah Simchat Nor Tes. Avol Parvashos V'chulu. What's the but? Pirsh. The Parvashos, I mean the behemoths, a cow and a horse, are the types of animals. But Shad said the cloth on the Rabban. That's not really applicable trapping at all, even rabbinically. Full of Kanais Machadish, even if you just bought them from new. But then Lahugulu over the base, and even if they're not accustomed yet to come to his house. Kinasun Lishtomim Matazidei Adam. They're not, those are not the type of creatures that generally slip away from a person's hand. Mutalit precisely, and they let us snatch them. Let's go to Makam Tsar and to close them in a narrow area. Now, regarding other wild animals and birds in this possession, that they generally slip away from the hand of a person. Even if you don't need a trap to catch them, because they're going to come on their own to the house in the evening. There's a rabbinic prohibition of trapping. Now, this is ultimately where they didn't rebel. But if they rebel, the full purpose is then even a cow and a horse, and then you're liable for trapping them. Even if they already grew up initially in his house. That's what grandma's writing. For sure, other wild animals and birds that rebelled. Now, this is if the cow and the horse totally rebel, and they run away from his possession. Until you have to ask for a trap, or is it some type of technique to trap them, to snatch them? They're not coming back anymore in the evening to his house. Which Rishartin Oitzadig Alv says that because of not, then you're not Chayavachat, it's just Issa Ba'alma. Then similar to Abazam Tan Negalim, which is also difficult to snatch them sometimes without a trap or some type of a machination. And even so, it sounds like over there in the Gemara, you're not Chayavachat, it's because they come to the coup in the evening, look over there. Sivkat and Samach. Bechoshke and Mechuli said, and for sure, other wild animals and birds that rebel, Myri Gamkins, also from Hashemar Dubarchu, that they rebelled and they ran away. They're not coming back to the house, his house in the evening. They're staying out overnight in the fields. Like the geese and the ducks that they sleep on the water. It's hard to snatch them without a trap and some type of a technique. Mechaba also agrees that he chayv chatas if he trapped them. Because, meaning, to this halacha, the Rambam. Because Achren writes, from this you can learn out, the Rambam and Simnig is in Kana, but we just bought new geese and chickens, but I didn't regularly call them Bebevesa, they're not yet accustomed in this house. When Yitzhak, they go out, the Yaks, or the Bais, not going to come back to the house anymore, it's not going to ask, but they're just going to peck in the garbage, that's on the Chayv, you've trapped them in Chayv. If you went out of the house, also told you, you cannot go catch him at one step. Then you let it through a non-Jew, bring it into the house. And also, if little children are running after them to bring them back into the house, says that this is the reason why you're committed with non-Jews, so you're supposed to be welcome to
Sivkatan Samach Aleph. So they said a cat is dinik kashachai, has halacha like other wild animals. What he means to say is the dinik behema does not have the halacha like behema, like a domestic animal, el kachai v'alif, rather like a wild animal, like a bird. V'yeshpo kol prati dini is to say the kamehem, and has all the specific halachas of prohibition of trapping, like by them, a canal, like we mentioned before. Says the Yeah, so actually, the Be'er Locha that we had referenced was what we mentioned on the previous, that was Chai Ba'if Bershusai. There was a whole lengthy Be'er Locha that we said on the previous daf. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number 98, to put food so that the animal that ran away will come to eat it. And when they're going to eat it, it's going to be easy to snatch them. Shlomazam is not sure if that's forbidden, because since the placing of the food is not considered a maisa tzeda, and when it's eating, it's as if it's like sleeping, and you let it then take it. He adds on that even though it's possible it's forbidden to do that like a tchila, however, an animal that rebelled and he wants to get it back, it's possible that it would be permitted. if he sees that his animal is about to rebel, but sometimes not sure if it's permitted to close the door so that it doesn't go out when it does rebel, and that he's also not sure if it's permitted to close the door klachayad backhanded or through someone else who doesn't know that he's trapping like that, and that person is like masasik. This is number 99. If the nature of the animal is to come back to the house after a day or two, and there's a concern it might get stolen, sometimes I'm not sure if it's permitted to have it go back to the house because when it's rebelling, it's not at all ready to be in his domain. And even when it stops rebelling, it's possible it's not going to come back to the house because it's going to be stolen. This is number 100. We said that it's permitted to a non-Jew to bring him back in if you're concerned that it's going to come to a loss. Another idea, he writes in this Akdamah to Hilchos Shabbos that he should tell a non-Jew, Kolamatzla in Mafsa Rebbe saves, not going to lose, as Bern Shachonach and Simish and Zayn Sabyotes. This is number 102, with the Be'er Halacha brought that if the, this we said yesterday, but as we said, it sounds like that a cat is forbidden rabbinically, that's what we said in today's times, domesticated cats, there's no problem, and that would be permitted.